This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. Sunday night, the California Highway Patrol in Crescent City responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 199 north of Gaskee that involved a motorcycle and a Jeep Cherokee. The motorcycle rider was headed south on the highway when, for unknown reasons, crossed into the northbound traffic lane and collided head-on with the Jeep. Three occupants in the Jeep were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of minor injuries, while the motorcycle rider succumbed to her injuries at the scene. The collision closed down the highway for nearly an hour before one-way controlled traffic was established, and the investigation is ongoing. A suspect remains at large after the Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a shooting at a residence at the corner of 12th and C Street at close to 3 o'clock early Sunday morning. Upon arrival, officers located a 17-year-old juvenile male who resides in Eureka with a gunshot wound to the leg, and the unidentified victim was transported to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. He was released today. After a preliminary investigation, police learned that the victim was shot following an altercation, and the suspect fled the scene before law enforcement arrived. The suspect remains at large. There was a deputy involved shooting north of Wichpec. Dan Squire has more.
The County Critical Incident Response Team will investigate the circumstances surrounding a deputy-involved shooting on Highway 169 north of Wichpec at the Martins Ferry Bridge on Friday night at just before 10 o'clock. The sheriff's office reports the deputy spotted a suspicious vehicle parked in the roadway, and it was occupied by Hoopa resident George Robbins. For undisclosed reasons, the deputy ended up firing his weapon, and Robbins was pulled from the vehicle and first aid was administered while medical personnel were en route. Robbins was taken to the hospital for treatment and later cleared and booked into county jail. A firearm was recovered from the car, and the investigation into the shooting is underway.
Thank you, Dan. A corrections officer was doing a routine cell check at the Humboldt County Jail Friday night when a male inmate was found in his cell with a blanket tied around his neck in an apparent suicide attempt. Life-saving efforts were attempted until medical personnel arrived on scene, and the inmate was taken to the hospital where he was stabilized and later discharged. The inmate will be under close observation by corrections staff. CAL FIRE units are out at Highway 101 northwest of the Redwood Valley containing a wildfire that ignited yesterday afternoon. Known as the Grade Fire, the blaze is 900 acres in size and crews have the fire at 25% containment. Evacuations are in place for the Baker Creek subdivision, and an advisory is in place for north of the Redwood Valley. This morning, law enforcement agencies along with the Yurok tribe began serving search warrants at cannabis cultivation sites on the Yurok Reservation as a part of Operation Yurok. The operation, which has now been conducted for the fourth year in a row, resulted in over 100,000 plants being removed, along with multiple hash labs and hundreds of pounds of processed marijuana. The Yurok tribe also solicited a bid recently to clean up a trespass grow site, and the price came in at more than $100,000. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sunday morning, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested three suspects who allegedly robbed residents at a remote rural property in Mendocino County. Around 2:30 in the morning, five to eight suspects armed with firearms and who were wearing ski masks showed up at the property with the intent to steal marijuana. The suspects claimed to be law enforcement and one of the residents fled to call 911 after the suspects fired shots. A deputy responded to the property and encountered one of the suspect vehicles, and the vehicle fled before it was abandoned. The deputy could not locate the suspects, but did find firearms and stolen property in the vehicle. The other resident was located unharmed. Around 11 o'clock, three suspects, Daniel Hernandez Sanchez, Matthew Sturgis, and Alejandro Nunez, were located and arrested. All three were booked into county jail on various charges, and the search for the remaining suspects is ongoing. On Friday morning, a deputy on patrol for the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the area of Big Lagoon County Park and contacted two suspects who were responsible for multiple burglaries in the Trinidad area. The deputy contacted Leslie McCovey and William Osborne, and both were subsequently detained. A vehicle at the scene was searched, and the deputy located stolen items from the burglaries committed. Both were booked into county jail on various charges. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.